evaluations. There's a growing trend now to get out of yearly evaluations, but I think you need to get feedback on a regular basis. There's, you know, article after article that they're a waste of time and they're unproductive. In the dental practice, I think you need to have interaction with your employees as to what's good and what's bad, especially on the privacy side. It is not difficult to terminate problem employees. You got to document it, but I will terminate problem employees quickly because it doesn't get any better. You can terminate them without evaluations. You don't need to go through a 9-month process to fire an employee. All you have to do is make sure that you're not violating federal law, race, color, creed, sexual origin. Hours tracked. There's a big push now regarding exempt, non-exempt employees. We're seeing lawsuits stemming from text messages, emails, phone calls for hourly employees who are not being paid. There's a big push now for hygienists. Hygienist is finished at 11, the next patient's at 2:30. Yet you want them to hang around the office, make calls, work the schedule, clean up the charts, help around practice. Are you going to pay them? The rule of thumb now is that if you add up the time, the very general rule, very general, I'll make it very simplistic, it's very complicated. The key is between the hours that you pay and the hours that they work, whether it's overtime or it's under 40, are they making minimum wage? If you have hourly, nothing but hourly employees in your dental practice, and they're working 60, 70 hours, it's all salary, sorry guys, that's just the way it goes. The laws are tightening up on that because they are non-managerial. So you just have to be aware of the hours. I got an oral surgeon right now that he fired an employee for working during lunch because she refused to not take a lunch, which caused him to have his office manager in there for time and expenses while she supervised the employee who refused to take lunch. Okay? So if you have an hourly employee, hourly employee comes in 15, 20 minutes early, leaves 15, 20 minutes late. You got that one employee. I don't take lunch. I'll work through. It's 1 hour a day, 5 days a week, 4 weeks a month. Times 52 weeks, times 5 years, you got a huge problem. That's where the laws are going now. That's where they're going.